If you're looking to whet your appetite for engaging and informative talk radio, the lineup at the Fantasy Sports and Politics Network has exactly what you need. Shows like The Master Plan with Jerry the Master Taylor, Time Out with women's basketball legend Sylvia Crawley, Compassion Dakini, hosted by Kim Fung, No Chaser with Mac Williams and Jerry Taylor, the FSP Crew Show with co-hosts Jerry, Black, and the Joker, and the Fantasy Sports and Politics Show, all focus on the hot topics in sports, politics, and in life. By visiting fantasysportsandpolitics.webs.com, you'll gain great insight into each program and host, access to the show's archives, as well as outstanding articles, photos, and a whole lot more. As well, because of its large and steadily growing following, fantasysportsandpolitics.webs.com is a great place to advertise. Stop by today at fantasysportsandpolitics.webs.com. Information, motivation, variety.
Hello, once again. It's that time. It's the master plan.
Американская фирма Transceptor Technology приступила к производству компьютеров персональный спутник.
I've got the power today. Today is a special day. Welcome once again to the Master Plan, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The number to call in is 347-637-3220. 347-637-3220. Like I mentioned before, this is a special day. 29 years ago today, I was joined at the hip, the heart, and everything else in my soul with my soulmate, my wife. This is happens to be our 29th wedding anniversary, and I'm saying it on the air. Happy anniversary, baby. I love you when I first met you, and I still love you, if not more, now. With that being said, this is the master plan, like I said. And I'm going to be talking about some fantasy baseball, going to be talking about some basketball, some football. We're going to talk about a few things, okay? And in between, we're going to take a little few commercial breaks because we got a few things that I want to put out there. Let's get started. Let's get started. You know, for the last week or so, I've been going back and forth, been debating. If you listened to yesterday, the FSP show, I was a little upset. And over the last few weeks, I've been a little bit upset, ranting a little bit, going back and forth about things that were taking place that I thought weren't right in fantasy baseball. But because I'm a passionate fantasy player, whether it's basketball, baseball, and football. Football happens to be the one I really very extremely passionate about. I'm a second-year baseball player in fantasy, and I'm really getting into it. Like you know, you've heard me talk before. I've said it over and over again. First year, last year, I won it from start to finish. Developed some animosity in my fantasy baseball league, I think, from last year. And I know I've done it this year because of what I've been putting people on blast in the league for some of the things they've done and said. But it is what it is. I'm trying to get the ultimate prize. I'm not trying to step on anybody. I'm just trying to get a fair shake just like everybody else. But if you're underhanded, if you do things that I think aren't right, because I'm a fair guy, I'm gonna call you on it. Because that's the type of guy. I'm also that type of guy. And if you got a problem with me, bring it on. Because I'm right here, and I'll listen to what you have to say. We can go back and forth, discuss it if you like. I don't hide behind black and white words. I put the black and white words out. I've made an invite to anybody and everybody on my league or anyone else that wants to debate anything I've said or done on the air. If you have a problem of what I have said or what I have done, bring it on. Confront me with it. We'll deal with it. But understand, when you bring it, I bring it also. So, but you want to man up and come here, I'm all for it. I don't have a problem with it. All right. Like I had said a week or so ago, in fantasy baseball, throughout the year, okay, there are going to be call-ups. Prospects, guys that are in the minor leagues, everyday players, and also pitchers that are coming up. Well, I told you a couple weeks ago that the high top pitching prospects was going to be coming up, and that it was a good choice to grab them. Well, it may not be this week, but it may not be the early part of this week, or it may be the early part of next week, but I'm telling you again, Zach Wheeler of the New York Mets is going to be called up. And I told you why they're probably going to be waiting, because of the certain stipulation in the collective bargaining agreement, and if they bring him up at a certain date, or after a certain date, it'll protect the team financially versus if they bring him up before that. So anytime after the 12th, 14th, give or take, something like that, you can expect Zach Wheeler to come up. And then I'm also telling you this, and I happened to grab him this morning or last night, whenever it was. It didn't make a difference. I grabbed him. The number one pick of the of the 2011 draft in Major League Baseball was, if I'm not mistaken, Garrett Cole, who happens to be in the Pirates organization. Well, Mr. Garrett Cole is getting called up and is supposedly going to be pitching on Tuesday in wake of Wandy Rodriguez, who had stiffness in his elbow. I would suggest, if you're short on pitching, or if you have the available roster space, because he's not picked up in quite a few leagues in Yahoo and probably a few other leagues in ESPN, go pick him up. What you got to lose? You know, it's always amazing how the when these new, supposedly new toys, new prize prospects are ready to debut, that everybody rushes to get them. Well, I would suggest these guys. He was the number one overall selection in 2011. Right-handed pitcher. I would suggest, because the Pirates, there's two organizations that I really respect on picking up pitching, okay, and bringing pitching out. That's the St. Louis Cardinals. Look at all the new arms the St. Louis Cardinals have. And I should say this, too. There's a few organizations that have it, and it's not just two. It's more than that. But the Cardinals are very good at debuting or bringing out good arms. And if you have a chance to pick up a new Cardinal pitcher or a young Cardinal pitcher, you have to understand two things. This kid is going to debut with a team that's got one of the best offenses in the league, so he's got a better, he's got a great chance of succeeding more than if it was from a team that is not as good as a St. Louis Cardinals. Same goes for Garrett Cole, who is going to debut, or Garrett, I should say, not Garrett, Garrett. Cole, who's going to debut on Tuesday for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Pirates are a good team. They're not the best team, but they're one of the better teams in the National League. And he's got a better chance of succeeding with a team that's going to give him some run support, give him some defensive support. Than some of these other teams that aren't faring so well so far this season. So I'm suggesting to you is this. Just like everyday players, just like Yasiel Puig came out and like within Barnstormers is showing out, and the Dodgers are going to have a pleasant dilemma when Matt Kemp and Carl Crawford come back, where to fit the young rookie in, Yasiel Puig, because he seems like he's the type of guy, and we'll see, but he's been sending balls over the fence with great defensive plays. I think he's got a good shot of staying, and they'll make room for somebody that's got the offensive prowess, offensive and defensive prowess that Yasiel Puig has. So it doesn't hurt. Sometimes the hype doesn't warrant the pickup from the player, but when you do have a chance and he had available space on your roster, and the fact is that what do you have to lose? You pick the kid up. For the most part, you can pick him up free off the waiver wire, or even if you you have to bid on him, a buck. But I've always said this, and I'll say it again: do your research. In order to be able to pick these guys up on cheap, you have to do it ahead of time. So you have to stay abreast of all the information, or as much information as you can, okay? You have to pick up all the tidbits, or read all the, not read all, but, you know, look at the little captions, a little in a news, small news section of Yahoo Sports or ESPN or any of those other fantasy websites that give you a little short list of news, and in that news it says this guy is soon to be coming up, or watch this guy. It looks like he may have a shot because he's doing well in the minors. It looks like he's got a good shot of coming up soon or very soon, or they're targeting, maybe targeting this date. Keep an eye out. If it's not a mental note, make sure it is written down, because you can't remember everything. Okay? And I do that. I have notes all over the place. I have a notebook that I write in it. And every day, I go over my notes. I go over the websites to see what's happening, so I can stay on top. So I can stay on top of what's on top of the information, because I'm trying to win a league. I'm trying to win a championship. If you got to put the time in to do it. If you don't put the time in, it's not going to happen. So that's what I do. I go on every single day in the morning before I leave out here and put my time in for a paycheck. I take a look at what's going on, what happened overnight. Anything that happened overnight, I want to be on it as fast as I can to be one step ahead of my competition. Be one step ahead. Now, I'm not maybe giving away some trade secrets, maybe not. Maybe some of these other guys in these other fantasy leagues are doing the same thing. But this is what I do. If you want to win your league, this is what you got to put the time in. If your pride and you make a competitive spirit to play in a fantasy league, regardless of what type of sport it is to win the league, whether it's just for pride's sake, saying I won a championship, or it's for a monetary reason, then you got to put the time in order to be ahead of your competition, in order to be able to win and stay on top week to week. Otherwise, it's not just going to happen when you point and click when it's time for the games to play. You got to put time in before that to make it work for you when it's time for the games to play. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to take a timeout, and we'll be right back.
You all know and love her from the WNBA, but now you can hear her every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern, featured at blogtalkradio.com/VICHBK. It's Time Out with Sylvia Crawley.
This is Time Out with Sylvia Crawley. I'm your host. I have a very interesting show lined up for you tonight. We have Mr. Otis Winston. Otis, thank you so much for being on the show.
You know it's my pleasure, Sylv.
You can also visit fantasysportsandpolitics.webs.com for archives, advertising, and other information. Time Out with Sylvia Crawley. Information, motivation, variety.
And that's Sylvia Crawley. She's on tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Very interesting show it's going to be on tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Time Out. It's not for the... It would make for I wouldn't say interesting. It's very deep, dark program tomorrow. I suggest not letting your kids listen to it, but you listen to it, especially parents. I think you'll get some insight, and from a young person. That's Time Out with Sylvia Crawley at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Listen to it, and if you're not able to, you can always catch it on the archives. Same website that you're listening to us for now. If you scroll down, you'll see the archive shows. You can press either of them or any of them, and you can listen to previous shows. I'm pretty sure you would enjoy them. They're informative. Just like they said, it's informative, and you would gain some knowledge from any of our shows, because we aim to please. We have different variety of topics on any of our shows. So feel free. Let's get back to what I was saying. Now, I had said before that in order to be able to win the championship, you have to put the time in. It's not just because it's fantasy doesn't mean that you don't have to put as much time in, or you don't have to put the time in. Just like for real in basketball, baseball, football, or whatever sport, those guys are performing on the highest level, but they have to put the time in to get to be able to perform at that highest level. They had to put a tons of time in to perfect their craft, whatever, basketball. They had to put a tons of time in shooting, workout, including weights, things like that. Same with football, same with baseball, tennis, whatever it is. And you have to do that. You have to get the knowledge and use the knowledge that's out there. There's a plethora of knowledge out there. So much knowledge out there, you can get burnt out. But the more knowledge you have, the better informed you are, and the more ways that you can make a better decision on how you run your roster. Right now, it's baseball season, and fantasy baseball is in full effect. And I know that you want this.
I want winners.
And if you want winners, you got to be able to put the time in. Every day, before I leave for work, I check up on what's going on in fantasy baseball. Every day when I come back home, that's before the game start. If it's not an afternoon game, I check to see what's going on, to try to stay on top. Now you can't get all the information. I'm very sorry. You can't get all the information, but you can get enough information to be able to effectively run your team and be very competitive. But you have to put the time in. Plain and simple. Like I said, I chronicle my beginning of my fantasy league, where I had lost three straight, and I had to regroup. Thought I had a decent team. Didn't think I had a real good team, but I thought I had drafted a decent team. Since I've lost three games, I've done better. Won two, then lost one. Won two, and then lost one. And I'm in the process of winning this week. So my overall record right now, if you go with wins and losses, would be 4-5. Okay, and if I win this week, I'll be 5-5. But I'm not 500. I'm over 500 because there's a different point value. Doesn't go with how many wins you have. It goes with how many points you accumulate from week to week. And I happen to accumulate enough points to be from week 3, which is we're in week 10 now. So 6 weeks ago, I was near the bottom of the league, 11th to 12th, somewhere around the 10th, 11th to 12th, somewhere right now. Right now, I'm number 2. And from what I'm seeing here, it looks like I have a very strong possibility of being the top dog going into Monday next week, which starts the next fantasy week. So, like I said, it takes work. This just didn't happen because three losses in a league that you have 12 teams and you're at the bottom. That takes a lot to get yourself going. And you always get into the habit, and it happens with all fantasy teams, that if you get on a losing streak, I wouldn't say start to panic, but you have an idea, well, when am I going to finally get on the positive side of a matchup? Meaning, when am I going to win on this matchup versus I've been losing for the last 3 weeks? Am I going to win? Or when am I going to win? Or if I ever going to win? You have to keep a positive outlook and focused. That's key to being able to pull yourself out of the funk. Now, You can't be stubborn. You have to be able to take some risks because I'm a high risk, high reward type of guy. So I took some risks and made some trades and was able to get these trades through up until recently. And if you've listened to the show over the last few weeks, you've heard me rant about some of the things that have been taking place in the league and how things haven't gotten through, and some have. Well, what I have to say is this, that keep my head to the grindstone, keep focused, keep doing the same things I've been doing, which has been working for me. And if they have been working for me, then I'm not stubborn enough not to be able to adjust. But they've been working for me so far. It's gotten me to this point, taking me out of the basement or near basement to the top. I'm going to try to stay there at the top and see what can happen. I'm gonna talk to you people week to week and tell you what's going on, and give you the do's and don'ts, whatever you want to call it, about some of the things I found out that don't work, some of the things that do work, in my opinion. And I've always said this, and if you've listened to me on any of the so-called shows, and I'm not calling myself one of these, I don't ever listen to so-called experts. I gather the information, and then I gather as much information as I can, and I make an informed decision. But I don't pay attention to so-called experts, because I've more than once, and I'm pretty sure if you play fantasy, whatever it is, more than once, you've done things that the so-called experts either say don't do or don't realize until everybody's on the train going the same way. But you've realized the information, you realize about a certain player, and for some reason, these so-called experts haven't noticed this player yet, but you have. So I don't really pay attention to so-called experts. Let them be so-called experts. Let people who listen to those so-called experts, in essence, in my opinion, stay behind the curve. They're not exactly there, but so-called experts. You gotta have respect for them, because they put in the work and done the due diligence to be able to be called experts. So, but that's just the way I flow. I don't listen to them. I found out long ago when I first got into fantasy that so-called experts aren't. Some of them, I'd rather just get my information and make my own informed decision. With that being said, let's go to the let's do this, okay? I think we can do this now. I don't see a reason why not. Excuse me.
For a roundup of the week's events, interviews, and a whole lot more, tune in every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern for the FSP Cruise Show, featured at blogtalkradio.com/VICHBK. Here's a sample.
We have Mr. Stephen A. Smith. Hello, Stephen A. I'm glad to... This is Jerry, your host, along with my co-host Black and Jeff on here. Glad to...
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's going on, Stephen?
Good. Thanks for joining us.
Not a problem.
You can also visit fantasysportsandpolitics.webs.com for archives, advertising, and other information. The FSP Crew Show. Information, motivation, variety.
That's 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'll be the host along with my two co-hosts, like you heard, Black the Bookie and Jeff the Joker. FSP Crew. That's the place to be when they talk to me, Jeff and Black. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, every Thursday. Anyway, let's move back to this. So I've been trying to get one guy that supposedly is I guess he thinks he knows more about baseball than me, he's just new to the league. Okay, I was new last year, so I'm only a second year league player, which is fine. You know, I understand. I'm a second year league player. This guy is I think this is his first year in this league, and he started off just like I did at the bottom, and he's slowly and surely working his way up. Looks like he's going to be within the top six. This week, after this week is over, because I think he's going to win his match also. And it's just ironic. It's very ironic that come Monday, we face each other, okay? Which is, I'm looking forward to it. I don't know how he feels, because I've invited him on several shows, gave him the date and times that the shows are on, the days and times, or nights and times, or whatever, and invited him on the show to see if he will show up. Now, that's all I can do. I'm not going to run behind this guy. I'm not going to pursue him. I'm just putting it out there that it's been a couple weeks that I've invited him on the shows. It doesn't make a difference which one it is. There's three of them. Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. He pick it. I'm there already. So it's just a matter of him picking the phone up and making a phone call. And we can talk. You know, if he wants to be civil, we can be civil. Want to go at each other, we can do that too. So you know who you are. I'm not going to call you out. I've said enough of that. I've said enough of what I've said. I may have got disliked in my league, but it is what it is. I've only speaking the truth. That's all I've speaking. I haven't speaking anything different than that. What's been written on the website and what's been said on the website is what I've brought out. Nothing more, nothing less. It is what it is. All right. Let's move on. I want to congratulate Venus Williams for winning the 2013 French Open. She broke through, finally, for a while. She's it's quite a drought for her, trying to win the French Open. I think, was it last year that he... I meant Serena. Sorry about that. I don't know why I said that, but she takes her 16th Grand Slam title. She beat Maria Sharapova. She hadn't won this since 2002, so it was 11-year drought that she had since her last French Open championship. That's a long time. You know, she's 31 years old. She came on the scene when she was, what, 16, 17 years old, something like that. And she finally brought it back after so long with a 6-4 victory. She defeated the defending champion, like I said, Maria Sharapova. And like I said, she's got her 16th major trophy Grand Slam. So, Forty-three and two, with six titles this season. That's what Venus has. She's kicking butt. She's kicking butt, and now she's the she's ranked number one. She came into the she was ranked number one. So I mean. You gotta give it to Serena. Serena is, and I didn't know this. She's the oldest woman to win a major title since Martina Navratilova won at Wimbledon at 33. Wow! So it's a very young woman's game. When you play tennis, short shelf life, but the shelf life of a lot of pro athletes are. In the 30s, some of them late 30s, some of them early 30s, just depending on the sport. And I do have a caller, and I do know who this is. Welcome, Mr. Gardner. How are you today?
I'm fine. I was calling to see had you got your rant out, and I guess you didn't because you seem very humble and docile.
No, I got what I wanted to get out. You just missed it because I got it out. I'm humble and docile now because I've gotten it out. So I'm at peace.
Okay. did Andrew show up?
Who?
Andrew.
Who?
The opponent
who?
From our.
You're missing what I'm saying. Who?
I know what you're saying. I
yes.
know what you're saying.
Yeah. He didn't show up. No.
Right.
He didn't show up. That's what I'm saying. Who? Yes.
Okay.
So how are you tonight, man? It happens to be my 29th wedding anniversary, and I'm going to be celebrated after I get off of here.
Oh, congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's a long time for her to put up with you.
That's true, man. That's true.
I've been dealing with you for 3 years, and I can't stand you.
Imagine turning over the bed looking at me like, damn. Gotta put up
with
this.
Yeah, like, you can't get no prettier? She probably put a mask on you. No, but go ahead. Go back to the show, bro.
Okay, what I was talking about, one of the things I was talking about is, and I mentioned it, I think last week I mentioned it, that or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, about guys that are coming up out of the major, out of the minors,
mm-hmm.
and I had mentioned that to pick up Zach Wheeler. Like I said before. The guy's been sitting out there, this other guy I'm talking about, going to be talking to you about now, and I already mentioned it, I want to just mention it to you. He's been sitting out there. The news has been all over the place about this guy coming out. He's the number one draft pick in 2011. He's a pitcher that's coming up that's going to be debuting on Tuesday for the Pittsburgh Pirates, taking Wandy Rodriguez's spot for now until Rodriguez gets himself straight. Gerrit Cole. It's coming up, and if you have a spot, I told everybody on the air, I'm talking right now, if you have a spot, go pick this kid up, because I think he's going to be real deal. I really do. He's coming up.
Yeah, you picked him
already. Damn right I picked him up. I'm not stupid. I'm not, that's what but that guy's been sitting out there, and the news about this guy's been sitting out there for close to a week. That this kid was coming up. Ever since Wandy Rodriguez got hurt, there was news that this kid was coming up. And I was sitting there waiting. I didn't know whether to pick him up today, yesterday, or Friday, or whatever. And I waited until today to pick him up. And I was really hoping no one would realize what
the heck
was going
on. You got him last night. You got him last
Excuse
night.
Me?
Because when I was
right.
in Yahoo,
right.
you That's got him. Yeah, because I went there like around 10 o'clock my time which is like 1 o'clock in the morning your time, and he was gone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right,
and
bastard.
Well, the reason why I'm saying this, and this is one of the things I said earlier. I said, if you want to win the league, and I'm not. This is not anything on you. This is what I was saying on air. If you are in fantasy, regardless of what fantasy you're on, right now it's fantasy baseball season. You have to do your due diligence. You got to go to these websites, to whatever information the MLB Network, and you just happen to pick up a tidbit here and there. Wherever you get the information from what they call so-called experts or whatever, you see little news clips on the side of a Yahoo site or ESPN, click on it, and it may give you something. You jot down the information or you make a mental note of it and put this guy in your watch list or whatever, and then pick the person up before somebody else does, because if you have room in your roster, you never know. You could have the next phenom here. I mean, I try to pick up Yusel Puig in a couple of leagues. One guy spent $36 to get that kid. I mean, in that ESPN league or something like that, which is crazy. I would never spend that much for one player. But I guess he was desperate for the next best thing, and he picked them up real quick, which is fine.
Well,
you have to wait and see.
Well, maybe when you play the commercials, because I think you got four commercials. You got four commercials down there, five commercials.
Well, I played two already.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Which two did you play?
I played Sylvia Crawley, and I played FSP Crew.
Go ahead and play your own. I like yours. But the point of me saying that is, you know, people that listen to the show, they get good advice. I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, stoke your fire or whatever, but you get good advice.
Mm-hmm.
And at times, you know, it's good to listen to you. I learned that last year in football, you know. I mean, I admit it. This ain't the first time I said it. But when you give out this advice, you know, you're old, you're sage. It's good to listen to you sometimes. And the information you can provide, you know, can turn into money or can turn into nothing. But bottom line is that you've talked about several of these types of players a lot. And, you know, people are paying attention. That's what I'm getting to. People are paying attention to what you're saying. That's what I'm getting to. So that's it. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, I mean, what I'm saying is bottom line is you got to do your due diligence. You got to put the time in. If you're a competitive person, now this I'm repeating myself, but I'll say it again. You're a competitive person, and you're in fantasy leagues, regardless if it's monetary or just a regular league, and you get a trophy, or you just get the name a champion in that league. You're in a competitive nature. You want to win. So if you want to win, you got to put the time in. These professional athletes that are in these fantasy leagues are put the time in to be able to be professionals. So what makes you think that just because you're playing fantasy, and I'm not saying, when I say you, I'm not saying you, I'm just saying in general, what makes you think that you don't have to, you shouldn't have to put the time in to be able to win a league? You have to gather as much information. If you don't like paying attention to so-called experts, but you gather the information and you make the informed decision. You make the decision on whether you pick up this guy versus this guy, or you get rid of this person to pick up another guy that's going to help you more in your lineup, rather than listen to so-called experts and have experts guide you to where you want to go. Now, I'm not saying some of these experts aren't worth listening to, but you have to, it's your team, you have to take control of your team, you have to guide your team where you want it to go, whether it's at the bottom of your league, whether it's at the top of the league, but you have to take control of your team and make that decision. Some of them may be tough decisions to get rid of players you don't want to get rid of, but if you're in a position that you need to make moves, you got to give to get. So And you got to be able to take some chances. And I've always been a high-risk, high-reward type of guy. Sometimes it burnt me. It burnt me last year in a lot of my fantasy football leagues. But you live and learn. So,
the king is here. The king. I'm glad you called me out. You know, the king said you burned your fantasy football because the king of the Parley Pilot. Please shit up. You know,
well, I'm going to be getting back some of that that you received from me over last year. So that's okay.
I received a lot from you over the past year. So I don't know about that. It's taken a while to get, but I've gotten it.
Well, yeah, it did. It did. I apologize that 10 times, 10-fold about that.
Well, what's going to happen is when and if you do win, I'll just go ahead and take my time paying you back out. But I still love you, though.
No problem. Right now, I've been playing these commercials every 15 minutes, so it's about that time,
okay.
and here we go.
If you want to add a little spice to your talk radio, try No Chaser with Mac Williams and Jerry Taylor every Friday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern, featured at blogtalkradio.com/VICHBK.
I want to say thank you to Sylvia Crawley for coming on our show.
You talked about balance, and it's interesting because I'm a Libra, so I'm a very balanced person, and when things aren't balanced or when things are out of whack, I feel very, very uncomfortable in that space.
You can also visit fantasysportsandpolitics.webs.com for archives, advertising, and other information. It's No Chaser with Mac Williams and Jerry Taylor. Information, motivation, variety.
And that's 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every Friday, and it is straight talk, just like I said, no chaser. So if you come on that show, be prepared to have a straight talk given to you as you give it to us. Anyway, Victor, I also was talking about Serena Williams winning her title. French title she's won in 11 years, which I didn't know that was that long. And I didn't even know this too. She's the oldest person to win a major title since Martina Navratilova. At age 33. And I didn't realize Serena was 31. Wow.
Dude, it's like, okay, we're getting older. Well, you're already older. But, you know, she's around my age, you know? So, actually, I'm older than her. I'm older than her by 6 years.
So absolutely.
These people that we grew up watching, or you grew up watching, are now in their late 60s, 70s. People I grew up watching are in their 50s, 60s, and those that
right.
I'm watching now and my kids are watching are in their early 30s, late 20s, so...
Right.
It's the way the world works, homie.
And the thing about it, she's old in tennis terms. She's old. 31
yeah.
is old at being a tennis player. So, but as you can see, as the world sees, she's in phenomenal shape. Extremely phenomenal shape. Extremely phenomenal shape.
Remember, this is 29 years, son. Don't try to end it now.
Wait a minute. Just because there's snow on the roof doesn't mean there's not no fire in the kitchen, man. Come on, man. Come on.
I get that. Yeah, old dirty man.
Anyway, I wanted to get back to what the heck I want to get back. Oh, I wanted to talk about the for the last 10 minutes NBA Finals. All right, we got it's going to be played. The second game is going to be played tonight. I mean, if they're spacing these games out like crazy here, this is three games. I guess they play, what, on Friday? No, they played on Thursday, right? Yeah, they played on Thursday. And then they skipped it Friday, Saturday, and now they're going to play on Sunday in Miami.
And then Wednesday, Friday, or Wednesday, Saturday, or something like that.
No, the next game is on Tuesday. I'm looking at the schedule now. Next game is on Tuesday, so in San Antonio, which I don't understand. I mean, you got two games in Miami, and the second game is played three days apart, and then you go to San Antonio, which is a road trip from Miami, and it's really 2 days. So I don't know. I don't know why they did that, but whatever. I guess they felt Sunday was better to play the game than Saturday. I don't know how that works, but it is what it is. Dwayne Wade is already saying that this game is a must-win, and I have to tend to agree with him because the simple fact is they don't want to go to San Antonio with being down 2-0 because I feel just like the first game, these games are going to be very close. And Miami, habitually, I mean, they've won games over and over, but habitually have not not won close games. And they don't want to go to, in my opinion, go to San Antonio down 2-0 with the prospect of losing at least one of those games in San Antonio and then having to basically win three straight. Because if they lose this game in Miami, they'll be down 2-0. They go to San Antonio, they lose one game in there, they're down 3-1. That means they have to win three straight against San Antonio, and I think that's not happening. I don't know how you feel about that. Victor?
I'm here. I'm sorry. I hope that that scenario comes up. I really do, because I don't think that they can win three straight against San Antonio. I think that maybe they'll win this game, but then when they go to San Antonio, the Spurs and their fans are going to cause a bad taste to be left in LBJ's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's three straight games there, or it's two. It's 2-2, 1-2, or something like that. I'm not sure how the NBA finals are structured anymore.
Let me go back to the schedule and I'll tell you. I thought it was usually it's 2-2. And then they go back and forth, one apiece. It's 2-2, and then they go back one apiece. So if both teams win at the, win two games, then you know quite naturally the person's got the home court. It's going to get the seventh game. So
okay. Well, I think that whatever happens in that scenario, the Spurs win. They're just a very, very well put together team and coached.
Oh, yeah.
That's the key. I'm not saying Eric Spoelstra, I'm not saying he's not a good coach, but if you give him a different type of team, he's not going to be as effective a coach.
No, you're right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
So that's why I think that the Spurs are going to win, because they're going to out-coach the Heat. The Heat were trying things that they had never done all year to beat the Spurs. That's not good coaching right there. You go with what
right.
wants you there. You know, if you need to change it, don't change it in the first game. Change
mm-hmm.
it in game three. You know, when you said, okay, well, we tried this two times, it's not working, let's go to a different system. You don't change it the first game of the series.
Right.
So that's my thoughts on that.
Okay. Got about 5 minutes left in the show. I wanted to get a couple things out of here. Do you know that Kevin Durant fired his agent and is going to go sign with Jay-Z's organization, the Roc Nation.
Yeah, boy. He's already the most marketed person in the NBA right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jay-Z's going to get a silk song. Ooh, I think a lot of these cats, they're not looking at what the company can do. They're looking at the fact that it's Jay-Z. And
mm-hmm.
Jay-Z is a music mogul. Anything he touches turns to gold. But at the same time, he's just like the Magic Johnson for the Dodgers. You know what I'm saying? He's the face of the organization, but how much does he really know? You know? That's part of it right there for me.
Well, let me put it this way. He's head of the organization. He doesn't have to know. All he has to know is put the right people in the right spot to do the right thing for whoever he recruits with his name. As long as he does that, and the word's going to get around that this is the place to be, you're going to see, I wouldn't see a mass exodus, but you're going to see some named guys, just like Kevin Durant, head toward Jay-Z's way. So not just in basketball. You're going to see it just like they're doing it now in baseball and in football. So you see name guys. Robinson Cano supposedly is going to go from the Yankees, going to go with Jay-Z. You saw it. We talked about it before. I'm not saying he's a big name, but he's out there. Geno Smith, Victor Cruz is supposed to be going there. So he's catching
it. Your boy from Philly, DeSean Jackson, is reportedly looking
right.
at Roc Nation.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. So he's got the face. And the thing about it is this. He's a, quite naturally, he's a music mogul. And he's a popular figure in hip-hop. And a lot of these guys are from the hip-hop nation. Hip-hop, you know, they're the hip-hop. So they have a tendency to be able to identify more with him. If you know what I'm saying, because the fact is, because of that connection, that musical connection, they'll be more comfortable saying, "I'm going with Jay-Z," just like Jay-Z's one of the boys. You follow what I'm saying? He's one of the crew, and because they listen to Jay-Z. A lot of these guys got Jay-Z and listening to him at home, listening to him in their vehicles. So you know, he's just like one of the boys. I'm going with Jay-Z. Jay-Z's going to take care of me. And Jay-Z's not about any kind of BS. So if his name is out there, he's going to make sure that whoever is dealing with his name, his brand, is going to be taken care of.
I'll say this, because I know you're about to go off the air, that Jay-Z gets information from the president. You know, he hangs out with the president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
That's not commonplace for every individual. You know what
right.
I'm saying? You have a entity. I mean, he wasn't lying, and I know it was a line in his song, but how much of a line is it when he says, "I'm a business man"? You know, that's a true and very realistic statement.
Right.
That's what it is. You can trademark his name and make money off of that.
Great. Okay. One more thing I wanted to put out there is, and I don't really mean it, I'm going to put it out there anyway. Jason Collins. We all know Jason Collins. He came out openly and said he said he was gay. He recently, Saturday, wore a T-shirt and joined thousands of marchers Saturday in a gay pride parade in Boston yesterday. I just wanted to put that out there that he is definitely way out there. He's not backing off. I wouldn't suggest he would be backing off or go quietly into that night. He's going to stay out there and be a vocal and visual person on Gay Pride. With that being said, I got 15 seconds.
JT.
Huh?
Oh, man. You got 15 seconds. I was going to say, but does that hurt his ability to be re-signed in the NBA?
Well, it shouldn't. Let me put it this way. Realistically, I wouldn't say realistically. It shouldn't affect it. In a perfect quotation mark perfect world, it shouldn't. But you and I both know that behind closed doors, some of these executives said, "I want no parts of this," and could tell their GM or the president of basketball operations, don't even go there. But in my opinion, it shouldn't make a difference one way or the other. If he can still play and he can contribute to somebody's team, they should put him on a team or recruit him, or, you know, sign him on a team. But it is what it is. With that being said, Victor, do you have anything that you want to say before we get out of here?
Yes. I want to say, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Master Plan, the JTATM Money, Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in tomorrow. Very, very, very mature themed episode with Time Out with Sylvia Crawley. You will not be disappointed. And on Thursday, you have FSP Crew Show, Jeff, Jerry, and Black doing their thing. And then come right back on Fridays with Mac Williams and JT with No Chaser. Then you got me, Mr. FSP. I'm a bad man. Ask Jerry. Took all his money last year. Fantasy football. That's all.
Well, that being said, I want to thank you for joining me for a short time, but thank you for joining me. I'm going to enjoy the rest of this day with my beautiful bride of 29 years. And all I can say is, Andrew, next week, starting Monday. Huh?
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say something about Andrew.
Next week, it's you and I. Hakuna Tejada, we'll see how well you know baseball. Am I going to be eating my words, or are you going to be shutting your damn mouth? Anyway, right now, because I said that, I have the power, and that's how I'm going to go off. See ya.
Американская фирма Transceptor Technology приступила к производству компьютеров «Персональный спутник». Maniac, radiac, winning the game. I'm the lyrical Jesse.